From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Turkish military, along with allied Syrian rebels, is in the sixth day of a military campaign to drive Kurdish forces and Islamic State militants out of the Jarablus area. In Washington, Defense Secretary Ashton Carter called today on Turkey to concentrate on the fight against the Islamic State group and to stop attacks on the Kurdish-led alliance.
We very much appreciate the efforts of both partners, Turkey and the Syrian Defense Forces, in the fight against ISIL. They've both made material contributions. We've worked with both of them.
But the Turkish government has made it clear that its seizure of the border town of Jarablus is as much to halt the Kurds as to expel the Islamic State group. The U.S. State Department continued to warn U.S. citizens of an increased threat from terrorist groups throughout Turkey. In a travel advisory issued Monday, the State Department said it urges Americans to avoid traveling to the southeastern part of the country, especially to areas in close proximity to the Syrian border. The department said it has extended voluntary departure status for family members of staff at the U.S. Embassy in Ankara and at the Consulate General in Istanbul until September 23rd. Testifying Monday at her impeachment trial, suspended Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff denied allegations of manipulating government accounts. Ms. Rousseff addressed the Senate, repeating her claim that the impeachment drive is a coup. She is accused of taking illegal state loans to cover deficits in the budget. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling on both candidates in Gabon to refrain from claiming victory in Saturday's election until results are released. This is VOA News.